This uplifting song is known to every Pole. It celebrates the national holiday on the 3rd of May, marking the day Poland's first constitution was adopted back in 1791. It was also Europe's first constitution, something the people of Poland are very proud of. The holiday used to be banned under the communists since it symbolized the nation's longing for democracy. Constitution Day has again been celebrated since the early 1990s, when a new constitution was adopted to replace one written by the communists. But this year's 3rd of May celebrations hit a controversial note when President Andrzej Duda suddenly announced that 20 years after being adopted, it was time to think about changing the constitution.
Moi rodacy mają prawo się wypowiedzieć, czy konstytucja...
My countrymen have a right to say in a referendum whether the constitution functions properly, whether they are happy with the existing political system, or whether it should be changed. I believe the referendum should be held next year.
Konstytucja 3 maja przewidywała swoją weryfikację.
Poland's de facto ruler, Nationalist Party leader Jarosław Kaczyński, said this proposal was the president's own initiative and that it may have come too soon. Observers noted, though, that Duda was unlikely to have acted on his own. Many see him as a rubber stamp president who sanctions the nationalists' every move. Furthermore, Kaczyński had frequently pointed out that the constitution badly needed fixing. According to him, it was the result of an unsavory deal between the liberals and leftists who ruled Poland after 1989 and the post-communists who were given undue influence. Since coming to power, the nationalists have introduced controversial reforms of the judiciary, the civil service and the media. So, not surprisingly, the two main opposition parties have protested loudly against the plans to tamper with the constitution. Sławomir Neumann is the leader of the opposition Civic Platform's parliamentary caucus.
There will be no talks on changes to the constitution as long as the Law and Justice Party and its leader Jarosław Kaczyński fail to observe the existing constitution. That's the key to any future talks.
Just how angry many Poles have become with the nationalists' plans was evident during a march in support of democracy and European integration held in Warsaw earlier this month. It attracted 90,000 people, although government-controlled public media said it was just 12,000. One of the marchers, 40-something self-employed Sylvia, said she was afraid of the ruling party's designs on the constitution.
I don't see the reason why the constitution should be changed. It's quite okay. Actually, they do not say what's wrong with it. There is a real danger that Poland will slip into a totalitarian system. I really am afraid for my son's future.
But what is known as the other half of Poland, in other words, the more traditionalist voters and ultra-nationalists, staged a rival march on the same day in support of the president's move. Katarzyna is a retired teacher in her 60s. According to her, Duda and Kaczyński are leading Poland in the right direction.
The present constitution is a sort of compromise. So many of its points are the matter of interpretation. Let's hope the new constitution will change the political system in which deals among parties were not always clear. And you didn't know if that was in the interest of those parties or in the interest of the nation.
Meanwhile, sitting in the office of his Warsaw law firm, constitutional lawyer Marek Chmaj is afraid that, under Jarosław Kaczyński's dictate, the new constitution may only sanction what European politicians have described as undemocratic changes recently introduced in Poland.
The main problem is separation judicial power and executive power, and the executive power is in the hands of one party. And this is the conscious honor crisis. Legislative power can make any acts without the constitution. The main political party may do everything. And if our system check of balances is not working, we have very important problem.
Mamo, a co to jest gorszy sort?
Wiesz co, to jesteśmy my. Ja, tata,
ty.
This recent tongue-in-cheek political party broadcast by the United Opposition Front features a conversation between a daughter and her mother. The daughter asks what ruling party leader Kaczyński means when he divides Poles into two categories, the better part of the nation, which supports him, and the worse sort, who back the opposition. The daughter wants to know what exactly he means by the worse sort. It's you, me, daddy, your nana, her mother replies. Let's join the opposition's next march to show the men what we think of him, she adds. More and more Poles, like the family in the ad, seem to be having serious doubts about the nationalists. Opinion polls show that the largest opposition party is catching up with Kaczyński's party following months of trailing behind. Julian Berner, DW, Warsaw.